PPE, or personal protective equipment like face shields, have been in short supply in many hospitals around the region. This comes as many healthcare facilities expect to see a surge in coronavirus cases. WAMU's Dominique Maria Benessi got to meet some builders in Baltimore who are working on a solution to the PPE shortage using 3D printers.
That's the sound of a 3D printer creating parts for a face shield, the transparent plastic pieces that doctors wear to protect their N95 mask and eyes from droplets of COVID-19 positive patients.
That is currently making two of the main parts of the mask, which is the headband. It holds the transparent shield.
That's retired Air Force electrical engineer John Grant. He says he hopes to have 40 to 50 of those face shields done by the end of the day. Grant owns the building where the Baltimore node is located. It's a workshop for people who do everything from woodwork to sculptures and 3D print design.
My full-time retirement hobby is restoring antique pianos, and parts for those are essentially not available. So if you need a part, you have to make it.
But last week, Grant swapped his hobby to put his skills to work in creating face shields. The design for the shields came from Prusa Research, a Czech-based tech company that sells 3D printers. In response to the pandemic, Prusa shared the design with its clients to help fill the supply gap. While Grant is cutting up plastic bottles for the shield in his own creative design, his colleague Todd Blatt is using a different method.
3D printing is...
it's just too slow.
A very slow way to make it. So I just picked up 100 sheets of the same kind of plastic that this is. Mm-hmm. It's like big, flat sheet. And I have a different design that uses the laser cutter.
Grant's process took about 20 minutes to make one shield, whereas Blatt is able to print dozens in an hour. And it's not just Baltimore Node working to create PPE gear. Blatt runs a collaborative working group called We the Builders.
We usually create sculptures where people all over the world 3D print these parts and then mail them to one location. And then we build the sculpture. So we had that network up already.
The 1,000-strong network of builders across the globe are working to respond to the public health crisis.
To get these into the hands of my friends who are doctors who are actually using it, so that's a really good feeling.
Doctors like Kaushik Kasanagotu from Johns Hopkins Bayview.
There's a sense of impending doom that something bad is going to happen tomorrow or the day after, and each day seems to be getting a little bit worse. We're getting a little bit more overwhelmed, and over time it's been... yeah, anxiety, I think, is a good way of putting it.
Like many hospitals around the region and the globe, hospitals are rationing their equipment, and that comes with a risk.
If healthcare providers themselves start getting sick with the coronavirus, then we're going to be in a dangerous situation because we're not going to be able to care for the patients in an effective manner.
That's why Kasanagotu says face shields are vital.
So what the face shields do is it creates a physical barrier between the droplets that patient produces when they're coughing or sneezing and your face and the respirator itself.
The shields are also protecting the N95 mask doctors and nurses wear over their nose and mouth. Unlike the shields that can be cleaned with sanitary wipes, masks can be easily soiled. Kasanagotu says he feels fortunate to have the local community's support.
Yeah, so I've had the fortune of using both a company-made face shield as well as a community-made face shield as well. And I will say they both work just as well. They're both really great barrier protection.
Back at the Baltimore node, Grant and Blatt are hard at work. Blatt is hoping to have 2,300 shields by the end of the week and seeking donations to continue the work.
This feels like it is the right thing to be doing right now. You know, all these people are losing jobs and there's all these machines that are sitting around, so maybe we could use those machines to give people jobs to be able to, you know, help the people who need protective equipment.
For WAMU, I'm Dominique Maria Benessi.